Well, I think above all, it's the fact that the longer this crisis, this conflict goes on in Yemen, the price being paid by the civilian population and by children in particular is just escalating, mounting by the day. But the issues that we are wanting to highlight now, as I say, as the conflict drags on, is the impact on children's health and the fact that we are seeing, for example, the complete breakdown of the immunization, the vaccination system in the country. This means that children are not being immunized against diseases which could potentially take their lives, that could kill them if they take hold.
And these are diseases that otherwise could be cured easily.
That's absolutely right. Now, while it's true that Yemen is a poor country, it had a terrible humanitarian situation even before this conflict began, nonetheless, the situation was starting to improve. There were real gains that were being made in terms of the strengthening of the infrastructure, tackling long-standing problems like malnutrition. Now we're seeing all of those gains are lost and that children are paying an incredibly high price. Malnutrition, to give you another example, is saying that something like 500,000 children are now at risk of developing severe or acute malnutrition over the next 12 months if the situation continues to deteriorate, as we fear that it very well will do.
With the escalation of the conflict and the fighting, the security situation in Yemen on the ground, can UNICEF reach people in need? What are you trying to do to help?
There's no doubt the situation on the ground is incredibly difficult. There are some areas where reaching civilian populations is incredibly difficult. What we are doing, have been doing since day one of the conflict, is to work through a network of local partners, local authorities, NGOs, community-based organizations who we've worked with for years and who still have the ability to get into and reach communities even when they've been displaced. It's not perfect. It's only a limited reach, but it has yielded some good results. For example, in running immunization, getting vaccines out through mobile health centers to children to immunize them against measles and other diseases, polio, for example, as well.
Increasingly, UN agencies face difficult financial situation. What is it like for UNICEF in Yemen?
It's another critical constraint that we face, no doubt about that. Our programs are something like 90% unfunded. We were part of an appeal that went out from the UN just a week or so ago. Our share of that was something like $180 million to fund our water and sanitation, protection, education, and other programs in Yemen. The response has been very weak up till now, and we're desperately hoping that more donors will step forward. But we hope very much that by continuing to talk to the media, by raising awareness about the situation of children in Yemen,